Welcome to all of our guests. So we are learning Sefer HaChinuch between Mincha Maariv here, and this is actually officially the last one of the season, as we do not have Mincha Maariv here throughout the week during the winter season. So we'll finish up Mitzvah Lamed Beis, the 32nd Mitzvah of the Torah, and that is the prohibition to do Malacha on Shabbos. So says the Chinuch, as he always ends with every single Mitzvah, V'no Heges, B'chol Makom V'chol Zman. He speaks about when it applies and who it applies to. So he says this Mitzvah, as we know, applies in all places and in all times. V'zecharim V'nekevos, it applies to both men and to women. And then he says, what are the punishments for this Mitzvah? V'over Aleha B'meizid, Nizkal, if a person violates Shabbos deliberately on purpose, as he's doing the act, he says, I know I am violating Shabbos, so this person will receive skila, that is stoning through the Beis Din. However, not so fast, don't think that you just see some guy violating Shabbos deliberately and therefore he's going to be stoned. No, what has to happen is that he has to be warned by two witnesses, and he has to be warned, and there have to be two witnesses there that witness the act. You should always know that this is the general rule whenever we have a punishment. You'll never have someone killed through the Beis Din, nor will you ever have someone receive Malkus through the Beis Din, unless there are two witnesses that say they saw the act and there was a warning beforehand that this guy was already told that this was a prohibition. And why do we need the warning in the first place? The two witnesses we get, we know that the only time you say that you can officially confirm that something happened in Judaism is if you usually have two witnesses, so you understand that part, but why do you need a warning? Says the Chinuch, we need a warning because we want to make sure that this guy for sure was doing a purposeful act, right? So if there was no warning before, and he could say, it was all an accident, I never knew there was a prohibition, it was all a mistake, please don't stone me, but if he had a warning the previous time, and now he's doing it again, then clearly he does know that it's a prohibition, therefore this is going to be considered a purposeful act, and you will be able to punish him only if he was warned previously. And you should be mindful of this idea all the time. And says the Chinuch in a sort of out of his character, he says, don't ask me to repeat this again. He says, I'm only going to tell you this idea once, but I'm never going to repeat it again. But you should know this is the rule. You need to have two witnesses, and you need to have a warning before giving this guy a punishment through the Beis Din. And finally, the end of Mitzvah 32, Vim Asa Malechas Machsheves B'Shogeg. If a person did what we call a Malechas Machsheves by accident, so what is a Malechas Machsheves? It means you did the act, and you meant to do that act, right? So you wanted to cook the chicken on Shabbos. So if you do a Malechas Machsheves by accident, what does by accident mean? It means you did not realize that it was Shabbos, and or you didn't realize that this was necessarily prohibited on Shabbos, but again, you meant to cook that chicken. If you did this, maybe chatas kavua, you have to bring a fixed chatas offering, and that will be your punishment. That brings us to the end of Mitzvah Lamed Beis. We'll have to see exactly, maybe we'll pick up with Lamed Gimel next year, as it would be very apropos, because we'd pick up around Lag BaOmer time, so it would be nice to start with Mitzvah 33 then, but we'll have to see. But for now, we will stop right here.